ओम शांति। 21st May 2019 ट्यूसडे। द स्लोगन फ्रॉम टुडेज मुरली, मेक द विशियस स्नेक्स योर बेड एंड यू विल बिकम एन ईजी योगी। मेक द विशियस स्नेक्स योर बेड एंड यू विल बिकम एन ईजी योगी। Baba is saying, vices are snakes, so make this snakes of vices your bed and you will become easy yogi. What does this mean? Yes. What does this mean? To make vices our bed. The snakes of vices should turn into bed. In the path of devotion, there are three examples similar to this. The first is of Vishnu, the second is of Krishna, and third is of Shankar. In the first example, Vishnu is seen sleeping, reclining on the bed of snake. That is first example. The ocean is turbulent, there is storm, and yet he is calm and quiet with his eyes closed in that Anantasan. He is sitting, sleeping there, undisturbed by whatever that is happening outside. That's shown of Vishnu in his Shir Sagar. The second is Krishna is dancing on the hood of Kaliya Nag. So the snake is not disturbing him, rather he is enjoying it. He has made the head of the snake his dancing floor. And the third, Shankar, is wearing it, the snake, as an ornament. The snake is not disturbing him. In all the three examples, there is a snake, and snakes are deadly, poisonous things. They are poisonous beings. But for all of these three people, they have become a playing ground, they have become a bed, and they have become an ornament like things. So snakes are dangerous, venomous, they are poisonous, but yet they remain undisturbed, these three people. So Baba is here mentioning something regarding Vishnu, that whatever snakes means vices. Vices have been compared to snakes. They are very deadly, very lethal, very poisonous. So, but just as Vishnu is sleeping on the bed of that snake, fearless, undaunted, undisturbed, in the similar manner, you also turn these vices, these snakes, it convert them into your bed. How? How to do this? How can we dance like Krishna, and how can we be like Shankar, and how can we be like Vishnu? What should we do? Ravind bhai, what to do with snakes? There's one Murli where the answer is given. Probably the only one Avyaktavani. Only one. 26 December. December 79. The answer is given in this Murli, where Baba has mentioned about not destroying vices, not killing vices, but transforming them. This is probably the first and the only Murli where Baba has talked about not destroying vices, not even winning them. Baba has given the example of a king. There is one king who defeats another king, and then this king makes the next king his prisoner. This bee is held captive as a prisoner, but then bee will take revenge. If King A defeats bee, bee will take revenge. That's why to become victorious is good, but then what you have to do is, if you conquer vices, that's good, but then you don't have to just conquer vices. What you have to do is transform the vices. So this transformation of the vices is known as making the vices your bed, making the vices the dancing floor, making the vices your ornament. So be like Shankar, who is using vices as ornament. Be like Krishna, who is dancing on the hood of vices. And be like Vishnu, who is sleeping, reclining on the vices. So, five things are told in that Murli. First, what to do with lust. Second, what to do with anger. Third, what to do with attachment, greed. Fourth, what to do with attachment. And fifth, what to do with ego. So that Murli mentions transformation of the vices. Don't suppress, don't kill, don't win, transform them. Now, lust, kaam should be converted into Shubha Kamana and Shubha Bhavana. This is the transformation you have to bring about. Lust should convert into good wishes, pure feelings, Shubha Bhav, Shubha Kamana. Kamana, let it be there. Desire, let it be there. But here the desire is for the body. The desire for the body is transformed into good desire, pure feeling. So Bhavana and Kamana. Bhavana means feeling, Kamana means desire. So convert lust, transform lust into Shubha Bhavana and Shubha Kamana. What about anger? Anger should be converted into three forms, three things. Anger means there's an intoxication. So convert anger into Ruhani Kumari, spiritual intoxication. Anger should be converted into spiritual intoxication. Anger should be converted into Sahan Shakti, power of tolerance. And anger is a fire which should be converted into Yoga Agni, fire of yoga. So anger is to be transformed in these three forms. Sri Ramakrishna used to say that if you are angry, transform that anger. If you want to get angry, get angry because God is not coming in front of you. Get angry why this vice is still in me. Get angry that why, oh God, you are not coming to me. Get angry like that. So anger needs to be converted into, anger Baba says is an intoxication, converted into from physical intoxication, from physical thing into spiritual intoxication. And Sahan Shakti, converted into power to tolerate, and converted into Yoga Agni. What about greed, lobe? What it should be converted into? How to, what? Lobe, what to do with it? Baba said, convert lobe into Ichha Matrama Vidya, one. ignorant of desires, as if this chahiye chahiye, I want, wanting, should be jaiye jaiye. Should it be? Let it go, let it go, let it go. Lena lena should be converted into dena dena. I want to take should be converted into I want to give, I want to give. So this lobh means we want things, possession of things. I want few things with me, I don't want to let go of them. So convert greed into Ichha Matram Avidya, into Chahiye Chahiye, into Jaiye Jaiye, and Lena Lena into Dena Dena. So this is how you have to work with greed. What about attachment? What should attachment be converted into? Yes, spiritual love. Make your attachment universal, public, sarvajanik. You have attachment to one person, now get attached to all the persons of the world. This is one way. Or get rid of that attachment. So attachment. What about ego? Ahankar. Ahankar should be converted into Swabhiman. So rather than becoming egoistic about small thing, have the self-respect. I am a great soul. I am the most purest soul on the earth. I am the light of the world. I am Kamdhenu. I am the support of the world. I am the center of the globe. So everything which is egoistic, that makes you egoistic. The ego is a sign of body consciousness. Self-respect is a sign of soul consciousness. So this is the way Prabhupada said. This is few things which is given in that Murli. But you can churn more. For example, let's go back. Lust. There is a lust after body. There are different words in English like wanderlust. Person has desire to keep on wandering here and there. That is also known as wander. Lust means desire. So now, convert this desire into pure desire. Desire of uplifting yourself. Desire of serving the world. Desire of helping the world. Desire of making everyone pure. Desire of not allowing impurity to enter within oneself. Desire to become extremely pure. Desire to become soul conscious. Desire to become perfect. Desire to become angel. Desire to remain in the soul conscious stage for the long period of time. Desire to achieve the super sensuous bliss. Desire to have a very strong perfect stage. Desire to have unmovable stage. Achal adol. Unshakable stage. Have these desires. Desire to serve selflessly. Desire to remain hidden. So convert lust into these desires. Second, anger. So as I said, Baba mentioned few things. What you should be angry for? Why this weakness is still in me? Get angry with yourself. Why I am not getting rid of this weakness, this flaw, this defect, this alloy, this contamination, this adulteration? Why? So get angry with yourself and then get angry with what? Sanskars. Okay, that's within ourselves. Other than that, Oh, get angry with Baba. For what? For what? Get angry with him. There has to be, when he is not helping, get angry with him. So, anger should change its form. Rather than suppressing anger, let it change form. Let it put on a new dress. Then greed. Greed for what? Greed. Greed for knowledge. Greed for yoga. Greed for divine virtues. Greed to serve. To serve and to serve. Specialities, skills, virtues. So get greedy. Spiritual greed. And then attachment. Attachment to what? Attachment to Baba. Shuddha Moha. Attachment to family. Divine family. Attachment to knowledge. Yajna. Attachment to angelic form. Attachment to the five forms. Attachment to home. Attachment to the capital. Rajdhani. Attachment to the new world. New kingdom. Attachment to your original sanskars. Your eternal sanskars. Attachment to divine virtues. Attachment to five forms. Attachment to three forms. Attachment to effort. Attachment to divine company. Satsang. Attachment to Murli. Attachment to the fixed lifestyle of Brahmin life. Attachment to Satya Maryada. Code of conduct. Attachment to Amrit Vela. Attachment to highly elevated souls. Those who are at a higher spiritual, of spiritual caliber or higher spiritual platform. So get attached. And then egoistic. Convert ego into self-respect as Soman. What Soman? Whatever Soman is there as regards ego, use the same Soman, as same words as Isoman. For example, I am the boss. Okay. So, I am the boss is an ego. But then, convert the same I am the boss into I am the boss means I am now responsible. I am accountable. I am the boss means everybody is banking on me. I am the boss means I am ancestor. I am the boss means I have to take care of everyone. I am the boss means I have to give divine sustenance to everyone. I am the boss means I must know everything. I must know everything. I should be knowledgeable. If the boss is not knowledgeable, then what? So, the same line, ego, I am the boss, is converted into Soman, I am the boss. Next, I am very elderly person, I am very senior in Gyan. So this is ego. But then now convert the same into self-respect. I am senior in Gyan means it is my responsibility to understand Gyan in all details. If anybody comes and anybody asks me any question of Gyan, I should be able to answer. That is the... Because juniors will go to seniors for clarification. In the colleges, when students don't understand anything and teachers are inaccessible, they go to their seniors, immediate seniors. First year students will go to second year students. Second year students will go to third year students. Those who are seniors. So seniors means knowledgeable. Seniors means I have to take care. I have to give love to my juniors. I have to become guide. I have to coach them. I have to tutor them. I have to nourish them. I have to sustain them. So that is converted into the same statement. I am senior is converted into I am senior. Then I am Madhuban, resident of Madhuban. Sometimes this itself becomes an ego. You are just a server, a sevadhari. I am permanently staying. You are coming here now within six. You are just here for 6 months. I am here from last so many years. So, but then this cannot also be converted into what? Self-respect. How come? I am Madhuban resident means I am the most fortunate soul. I am the resident of Madhuban means I am right hand. I am elevated soul. I should have all the maryadas, all the rectitude, all the moral conducts within me. to its full extent. I cannot become lazy anywhere because I am on the world stage. The whole world is observing me. The whole world is looking at me. The whole world has pinned their eyes on me. Yes? Everybody is following me. So if I sleep, the whole world sleeps. If I am alert, the world is alert. If I am having waste thoughts, the world will have waste thoughts. If I fall, the world will fall. If I dance, the world will dance in happiness. If I sink into unhappiness, the world will sink into depression. So everything depends on me because I am the center of the world. Madhuban is at the center of the world and I am in the center of Madhuban. I am the center of Madhuban. This is yet another Soman. I am the center of Madhuban. The whole Madhuban is in me. I am the center of the entire Madhuban. What does that mean? Nikhilesh bhai, I am the center of Madhuban means what? This is the Madhuban and I am the center of Madhuban. So I am the protector of Yajna. I am the protector of this sacrificial fire. I am the spiritual army. I am the center of Brahmin family. I am the center of Madhuban. I am the center of Brahmin family. I am the center of this Yajna. This whole Yajna depends upon me. If I move, the whole Yajna will start shaking. There would be earthquake in the Yajna. So, I am the center. So rather than become egoistic that I am Madhuban resident, convert it into Soman. What else? I am very skillful. I know this Seva better than you. You good for nothing? Get lost. So if I am skillful, then what is the Soman? I am skillful. Means I have to teach this skill to everyone now. I cannot keep this skill to myself. Let me distribute this skill. Just as that Ramanujacharya. His guru, he went to his guru 18 times. His guru rejected him. At the last time his guru accepted him and then gave him mantra diksha. And he said to him that don't give this diksha mantra to anyone. But what Ramanujacharya did? Ramanujacharya went to his home and went to the top of that temple, ramparts of the temple, and from there he shouted, come you all, because his guru told that this is a mantra that will free you, it's for salvation, it's so powerful, so but don't tell this mantra to anyone. But what he does, if it is so powerful and because of this mantra everybody is going to get salvation, let me tell this to everyone. And then guru is so unhappy with him when he hears that Ramanuja has done this. He calls him that I was not expecting this from you. I trusted you so much. So Ramanuja said, so what is my punishment? He said, Ramanuja says, even if I go to hell, it's okay as a punishment because I broke your trust. But then it's okay because of that mantra so many will go attain salvation, mukti. So if I know some skill, what I should do? Pass on to others. Don't sit like a snake, coiled snake on that skill, not giving it to others. Like that snake, you know, sitting on that hidden treasure. It doesn't use it and it doesn't allow others to use it. So, distribute skills. So this is what. So convert ego into Soman. Convert lust into Shubh Bhavana. Convert anger into Ruha, spiritual intoxication. Convert anger into power to tolerate. Convert anger into fire of yoga. Convert greed into Ichha Matra Mavidya. Convert greed into jaiye jaiye rather than chahiye chahiye. Convert greed into dena hai rather than lena hai. Convert attachment into spiritual love, ruhani sneha. And convert ego into swabhiman. So Baba says these are the five vices. Don't try to hold them captive. Don't try to make them prisoner. Don't defeat them. Because if you defeat them, they will attack back. They will avenge. They will take revenge. So, you can go and read this Murli. 26 December 1979. As I said, this is probably the only Murli where the transformation of the vices has been discussed. Baba said, make them cooperative. They should become your cooperative souls. This is the way to lead to the world transformation. Baba said, do self-transformation and that will lead to world transformation. So, today's slogan, make the vicious snakes your bed and you will become an easy yogi. So, vices, they are like snakes, very dangerous, but then you can make them your cooperative. You can gain their cooperation by transforming them and you will become an easy yogi. Om Shanti.